I'm Michelle Martin, and this is News and Notes. Super Bowl Sunday is just 2 days away. Of course, the media frenzy has been going on all week. The big story is the historic match-off between two African-American coaches, but history isn't just made on the field. Pam Oliver represents another example of change. She is Fox NFL Sunday's feature and sideline reporter. You may have seen her during games, offering insights, interviews, and injury updates. NPR's Tony Cox asked Pam to tell us, what's it like to be one of the few black women visible in that man's world we call professional football?
To cover the Super Bowl is an interesting experience. You're usually down there the Sunday before the game, which means you have days and days and days and days of hype. And you are treated like cattle. You're herded this way and herded that way. There's millions of us down there as reporters. So, you know, the interesting days are towards the end of the week when things are getting down to the wire and guys are really kind of focusing in. And the beauty of it is if you're a network covering the Super Bowl, you get a lot more access than, you know, someone from a small town in, let's say, Georgia. But generally, until the day of kickoff, you are just trying not to buy into the hype, trying not to get caught up in the hype, and trying to be original.
Much has been written, Pam, about women sports reporters like yourself and the difficulties that they've had dealing with professional male athletes, particularly in football, and especially when it comes to, you know, doing locker room interviews where players are either half-dressed or not dressed at all. Tell us about your encounters in the locker room situations and how you handled them.
Well, I think the biggest key to handling the locker room, it's not a fun experience for anybody involved. The players aren't wild about it. The reporters, other male reporters in the locker room, aren't wild about it. So, you know, the thing of it is, you're not in there just to hang out or be social. You have deadlines to meet, and you're just trying to get some information in a really small span of time after the football game is over. So it's a work environment. You know, my general rule was, the guy has to have something on or a towel or something. I'm not just going to stand there with a microphone and ask about that play in the fourth quarter as if nothing's unusual about that situation. So I've always tried to treat it as if, you know, I want to respect their privacy as much as you possibly can in that wild, chaotic environment. Get what you need and get out.
Now, you're a sideline reporter. So is Fox's Chris Myers, for example. But he's also hosted the NFL pregame show, as has Chris Rose and James Brown, of course, who's now at CBS. Pam, are you interested in being in the studio? And has Fox ever approached you about doing that?
Yes. Actually, when JB decided to go to CBS, I think I was considered a strong candidate. I auditioned. Everything went extremely well. I think they were pleased. And for whatever reason, it just didn't really work out. It wasn't an easy situation for me, and everybody there knows that, because I think at the end of the day, they were, you know, just worried about, you know, I'm a sideline reporter going to the frontline position. You know, would I be ready for that, and would America be ready for that? So,
which is more difficult for you at times, being black or being female in your work?
I really think being female, for whatever reason, people still don't get it. It's just difficult for the guy next to you on the plane to process why you would be up to your eyeballs in all these football notes without you either being a wife or a cheerleader. So I find it more maddening. The comments that I get from people most often have to do with me being female. Do you really know? Do people tell you what to say? I mean, those insulting things, but I sort of laugh at it, but generally I get mad about it. And so I would definitely say from a female aspect, I get more interesting comments than as a black woman.
Sunday's game, obviously, as you know, features two black head coaches for the first time in the history of the NFL. How significant do you see that? And secondly, there's been a lot said about trying to get more black coaches, although there are a half dozen now in the NFL, through the ranks of college football, and that's been really slow in coming.
As the week has gone on, I've noticed that they have both tried to kind of back away from that being the only story or being the main story. Now they want this focus to be on their football team. And I think they want the focus back on the football team because that's what it's ultimately about, is getting your team to the Super Bowl. And the rest of it is crystal clear. When people tune in, they're going to see two black head coaches. And it's going to be talked about, and it should be talked about. The other part of your question is, The head coaching situation at the college ranks is abysmal. I think it's hard to get to that level. You know, most people start off as assistants, move up through the ranks. But really, Tony, in the NFL, it's really a matter of just kind of who you know and being in the right place at the right time. But also, it's a matter of opportunity and getting an opportunity to show your philosophies and what you're about to these various owners once you do get up to the NFL ranks.
Let me just say, as a person who watches football, all the networks, and have watched you many times, you know what you're talking about. That's the highest compliment I can pay you.
For not being a cheerleader, I appreciate that.
Pam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tony.
All righty. Bye-bye.
That was NPR's Tony Cox with Pam Oliver, Fox NFL Sunday feature and sideline reporter.